I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Diving right back into it. It is a wonderful day outside. We're past the pink skies. So clear the house.
Oh my gosh, the sun is out already.
Mop the floors and stand tall. Yeah, it is, baby. She's out. All the colors, all the feels. Some more texts coming in on the Jay Southland Tow Service text on a bucket list items.
Mm-hmm.
This one's not me, but I get it. Cage side for a UFC heavyweight fight.
Great one.
I've heard people leave with blood on their clothes.
Oh, like, my God.
I mean, you haven't heard of these?
No.
Like, where they get, like,
I mean,
like
I can definitely see it now that you say it.
Splattering, yeah.
It's like going to see, like, Shamu at SeaWorld. You get that piss water that splashes
on
you.
Wet, but, I mean.
It's cool until it happens. Have you seen the Chris Farley Saturday Night Live skit about that? He, like, sits next to, like, the, what is it, like, SeaWorld?
Oh, yes.
It's like, geez, why am I going to get soaked? So good. Comes back with, like, a hot dog and nachos, and it's like, here comes the backflip. Are you kidding me? So good.
It is really good.
He's so funny.
Somebody says the Rose Bowl. That'd be dope.
Yeah, that's so pretty. I think it's a great TV game, you know,
true.
Because it's January 1st. It's the doldrums of winter are starting, and then you see Southern California. You're like, ah, this looks awesome.
Imagine being that Rose Bowl game, and it was Texas versus USC.
Oh, my God. I know. Gene was there. Watson. Oh, God, yeah. He was on the sidelines for that game.
Yes!
I think he got in the game at one point.
I wonder where that ranks in his sports fandom.
I don't know. Call him. Get him on the phone. Right? He'd answer and come on, absolutely. And hey, tell us about the White Sox too. But speaking of that, Davis Riley's got the lead at the Masters right now. Mm. He's even through one.
Mm. Get you on top of it.
Patton Kizzery is plus one through one.
Never heard of him.
Neither have I. Yeah.
And then Tiger Woods' clone, Jonathan Vegas, is yet to tee off.
The guy from Nebraska's playing.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, he looks like a thicker version of Tiger Woods. It's kind of funny. But yeah, the Masters is off and running.
So Danny Willett is chipping very nicely on the screen I saw earlier. I kind of like his game, maybe a little sneaky play right there.
A little Theon Greyjoy. It's fun.
Yeah, Davis Riley and Davis Thompson. A lot of Davises playing golf today.
Mm-hmm.
When's the first like big name?
What are you talking about? Davis Riley has already teed off.
You're right.
Nikolai Haggard has already teed off. He's plus one through one is one too.
No, the big names will. In the morning so far. So you'll have Zach Johnson will tee off at 7:13. Michael Kim, not a huge name, but American golfer that a lot of people seem to...
People know him.
Yeah. And then Cam Young, he's always kind of in the mix, and a lot of people like to see him do well. What I love about today, which is, you know, a lot of big names will tee off a little bit later because, as we explained earlier, like you tee off in the morning today, you'll tee off in the afternoon tomorrow, vice versa. So coverage will start on ESPN probably around 2:00 our time where you can actually watch. I have the app on my phone ready to go. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, you can watch it on the Plus, right? ESPN Plus all day.
Yeah, it's going to be their biggest draw of the year.
Oh, no doubt.
Unless you want to watch Peyton's house.
Yeah.
But it's a total geek out. Sorry to annoy fans. But yeah, this is my Super Bowl.
Also, what's good is we got the promotions assistant Cam Smith teeing off today at 7:52 a.m. Eastern time.
Hope he has some Blink-182 tickets.
JT Poston is teeing off today as well at some point in time. So we got a lot of big names on the list.
We should have Bob dress up as like an emo kid and go to Blink-182.
That'd be fantastic.
Have Jen put some like eyeliner on.
Yeah. I won't dress up as an emo kid. I'd go to the concert, but I'm not dressing as an emo kid.
Get you an Atticus shirt. Get you some skin tight jeans. Yeah. Put some black hair dye in his hair.
100%. No. Over the eye.
Don't talk to me, you fascist wife.
That's not a phase.
I'm not a vampire. I'm an emo. No, so I was saying this last night to you guys. When I watched the Royals game, because obviously they lose yesterday. It wasn't a fun game to watch at all.
No. Nothing really to talk about from that one. We move on. That's baseball, right?
I mean, Lugo was good. That's, you know, fair point there. But again, they lose last night to the Twins. They'll play again today at 1:10. Vern's pregame show starts at noon. On deck show for Josh Verner here on 96.5 The Fan, plus the game all here on 96.5 The Fan. But I was sitting there listening to HUD, and I was thinking to myself, like, when I watch the Royals broadcast on television, I'm always kind of thinking to myself, what's HUD going to say tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking to myself, is there another guy that I watch TV that does that? And I was thinking to myself, there is. It's Sir Charles Barkley, the round mound of rebound, right?
Right.
And because like you watch TNT, and how many times have we came in here and done the show where it's like him or Shaq are going to say something and it just, it draws you to that topic. It doesn't even right. like... You don't even care that it was Dallas. I know they weren't on TNT. They were on ESPN last night, but you wouldn't care that it was Dallas and Lakers. You would hear what Charles had to say about a certain thing or a certain athlete or, you know, whatever it may be. Like he was talking about the bums at ESPN, like his beef with Kendrick Perkins.
Right.
And like, you just don't know what Charles is going to say. Kind of the same with Rex Hudler. And mm-hmm. it kind of makes the game that much more pleasant to watch. Now I know there's some people like, well, he just annoys me. Well, you're just not part of that, you know, likable side of sports. Like you'd rather just watch the game, and I get that. That's who you are.
Right.
But like when you watch HUD, like Planet Moon,
right.
talking about an umpire who gained weight over the offseason, but yet he had surgery. I don't care. He's still fat.
He's still
like,
fat.
It's like you just don't know.
Boobalicious,
like,
you know?
Right. And it's almost every night.
Right.
And I think that's great, especially when the Royals are winning. It's even better when they're losing. I can see why it'd be more annoying to some people. But
sure.
You just never really know with Rex Hudler. And I think that is something that maybe at the end of the day we might take for granted.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done. But I mean, like, he puts that sort of pizzazz and that sort of desire to watch a little bit. It's not the main reason, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's Bobby, it's Vinny, it's those guys. But, like, you just never know what HUD's going to say.
Yep.
And then he says something, and you laugh as if, like, you didn't expect it, but you do expect him to say something off the wall.
Yeah, you do. And that's the beauty of Rex Hudler. And quite honestly, we need more Rex Hudlers in baseball. I think Rex Hudler is absolutely awesome
yeah.
for the game, especially when the Royals are winning. And you're right, when it's losing, sometimes people are like, all right, enough is enough. But when they're winning like they are right now, Rex Hudler is what baseball needs. And I was having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with an old boss of mine, and we were talking about like baseball announcers. And you used to think back in the day how many baseball announcers were identifiable to their team. You had Harry Carey and the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Harwell in Detroit, Mel Allen and the Yankees, like all of these great personalities.
Jack Buck in
St. Louis. You know, you had all of these great personalities that were the announcers, and they were identifiable, and you knew who they were, and they were legends. You don't have that anymore in baseball. Like, Vin Scully's no longer around, obviously, mm-hmm. right? There's not many of those guys in baseball that are that entertaining guy that brings you to the TV that you want to see. Rex Hudler is one of those guys. And I think that's kind of where baseball lost its way a little bit. They got too serious for a while, right? They got too nerdy from a stat standpoint. Their broadcasters have gotten way too into the weeds. And most of these broadcasters now for baseball teams are nameless, faceless, just dudes that, you know, just a carbon copy of each other. Rex Hudler is not that guy. Ryan is definitely not that guy. Denny is not that guy, right? I mean, Denny's the dean of broadcasters right now in Major League Baseball. Nobody's been doing it longer. John Sterling, no longer part of the broadcast, you know, with the Yankees and his, you know, kind of fun that he has on a broadcast. We're losing that in Major League Baseball. And Rex Hudler's one of those guys who keeps the fun in the game and sometimes doesn't get enough credit for that. And I also think sometimes people look at that as a negative, and that's where I get so kind of upset with baseball at times. You have taken yourself way too seriously over the last 20 20 years. We need more Rex Hudlers and less DVOAs and all that other stuff that makes people's head hurt. HUD makes you laugh. HUD makes you enjoy the game. HUD makes you forget about the troubles that you're going through. And that's what sports is supposed to be about. I love your comparison, Dusty.
I thought there was a funny video I saw yesterday. I'll have to send it to you if you didn't see it, because sometimes our algorithms are the same. We'll send something like, I actually just watched this.
Yeah.
And it was Jack Buck doing the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley. And it was Cardinals Cubs.
Oh, that's awesome. And I haven't seen that.
He had a red jacket on and he trolled the fans.
Yep.
He impersonated Harry Carey and Chip Carey sitting right next to him.
That's so good.
Because he goes, how about this Cardinal Red, Cubs fans? And then he pulls out these Harry Carey glasses and puts them on. He's like, oh, one, a two. And then Chip Carey is just like in love with it.
Of course.
One of the best rivalries in sports, Cubs Cardinals. Not anymore, maybe, but like back then, like we're talking like this is probably like 93, 95, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Jack's starting to lose it a little bit. But it was just one of those things where it's like, this was more than the game.
Yeah.
And when you can do that and it's fun, it's great. Because, like, there are guys that try to be more than the game and it's not fun.
Right.
And it's not good. Right. Like, sometimes Romo gets in that category where you're like, you're doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take it down a notch. But yeah, those guys, when they do that, it is interesting. Because, like I said, last night I was watching that and I was like, man, this Lakers game would be so much better if it was on TNT
mm-hmm.
when we'd have Chuck, you know, doing his thing and Shaq talking about it. But it wasn't. And, you know, that's why they're great, because people love that more than I think some of the games that get played on the evening.
There's no question. You watch the pregame show, you watch halftime, you watch the postgame show. The game, forget about it. But you want to hear what Charles Barkley's going to say. And you want to hear what Rex Hudler's going to say. And like I said, baseball used to have all of those guys. You could go through everybody in baseball and know, you know, what team they broadcast. Or like the Mets TV broadcast with Ron Darling and Keith Hernandez. I mean, those guys are awesome. It is a fun, entertaining broadcast. And that's where Rex Hudler is. He's fun. He's entertaining. He's not going to give you the X's and O's. And that's fine. I don't think the average fan necessarily wants that. I think HUD is great for the casual fan to sit down and watch a baseball game. And you need more guys entertaining people. San Diego's the same way. Watch a Padres broadcast if you have the baseball package, and watch their broadcast is fun, man. They get after it. They have a good time. Guys are calling each other dude and bro and things like that's fun. That's what you need to help move the game forward.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side is our guy Ben Maller, who is going to join us. Brought to you by the Landing and Liberty. We'll get to that on the other side. Ben Maller on Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and Mac Moria. 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Matt Quatrero, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
It is time to talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's all brought to you by the Landing in Liberty. And in 2 weeks, we'll be there for the big draft party that is taking place at the Landing in Liberty. And Ben, we're not going to start with the draft. We're going to start where we were last night. How about Luka making his return to Dallas? How awesome was that? His reaction, the crowd's reaction. What an absolute great moment, I thought, for the NBA to see that last night.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of a different take. First of all, my first pick is the Ben Maller chicken fingers over at the Landing. I want to get that out of the way. That was my number one pick there. Go with that. But I felt like watching the Luka return to Dallas and that whole thing, it was too schmaltzy for me. That's like my word is schmaltzy. I said that on the overnight show, because the Mavericks 2 months ago, or whenever the trade, I think it was 2 months ago, they were like, They were planting all these stories in the media about how Luka was out of shape, he wasn't paying attention, wasn't doing any of that. And then they put the video tribute. It was like a Hallmark movie on the scoreboard. It was just like the whole thing, the vibe. And, you know, they obviously didn't want him unless there's some grand conspiracy in play. But, yeah, I mean, it was I know I'm in the minority on the take, by the way, Bob. I realize I'm in the minority, but I just thought the thing was too hokey for me and a little over the top. He didn't die. He's actually in a better situation, some would say, playing for the Lakers, Luka. And there's the fact that Nico Harrison showed up, the GM that traded him, I'm pretty impressed by that. I didn't think he would show his face. But he was out there, and they had the rhythmic chanting. It was like a religious revival-type vibe at the Maverick game is what it was like.
I also like Anthony Davis just snubbing LeBron, too, before the game. Like, the NBA doesn't do anything for me on the court because I just think it's a poorly played sport, as is college basketball. But yeah. I look at the drama, the storylines. That's what makes the NBA. And now we got Anthony Davis and LeBron in the snub. It's awesome.
Well, it is wonderful because it's a classic. First of all, it's a classic play by LeBron. So Luka gets traded from LA to from Dallas to LA, and immediately, right away, there were stories. Within half an hour, LeBron had no idea, completely blindsided. Right, which my radar started beeping. I was like, oh, that's bull crap. There was something going on there, and then. There was a podcast, secondly, a couple of weeks back, Markieff Morris's brother, his twin brother, Marcus Morris, said that LeBron requested that his brother was in the Luka trade, which means LeBron knew about the trade. He wasn't blindsided, and I'm pretty sure Anthony Davis is aware of that. Not only did Anthony Davis give him the cold shoulder before the game, also after the game, while he was playing, lovey-dovey with the other guys on the Lakers and all that, and his old teammates, he did not acknowledge LeBron, according to some video clips that are going around. So, yeah, that part of it is great. Because, Anthony Davis, listen, he gets hurt all the time. I rip him, but he got hosed on that part of the deal, too.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I love how they kept showing Mark Cuban, and you talk about a situation that was completely fabricated. Like, he sells the team and then he's like, I'm still gonna have some sort of control, and then all of a sudden the guys that own the team are like, actually, no, you don't. And then he comes out and says, you know what, I don't have control because they told me I didn't once Luka gets traded. Is that the most like awkward trade situation in sports in the last, I don't know, two decades, 20 years?
How about all time? Like, I ran a lot. Like people bring up the Babe Ruth trade. Like, that is the single dumbest trade of all time. But in 1920, I've read books about this. At the time, it actually made financial sense. The owner of the Red Sox was in debt. He couldn't afford to pay the mortgage on Fenway Park. He had all kinds of outside expenses and whatnot. And so he got $100,000, which is $1.5 million or something in today's money for Babe Ruth. The owners of the Mavericks are not in financial trouble. They didn't need to do this. They did it. This is a self-inflicted wound by the Mavericks. Like, it made some, on some level, and by the way, I did look it up. If you've read those stories about Babe Ruth, the same thing they said about Luka, how he was drinking too much and he was out partying and all. They said the same thing about Babe Ruth in Boston when they got rid of him. He was womanizing and drinking and all this stuff, and that's why they got rid of him. So it's almost the same playbook 100 years later. It's wild.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, and that's not the only drama in the NBA. Three games left in the regular season. Denver says, see you later, coach. You're out. And the general manager, we're not extending you either. I mean, the drama that this league just provides is epic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And what, 12 days or 11 days before that, the Memphis Grizzlies, who are also a playoff team, they got rid of their coach. It's ridiculous. And I know, realize NBA coaches, irrelevant. But Michael Malone was supposedly in that upper crust. He was on that short list of coaches that do matter, that do move the needle, and they still just whacked him. And my go-to, I don't know if you agree with me, guys, but my go-to when I see these stories about NBA coaches, I immediately say, who's the star player? They gave the nod, the wink and the nod to make it happen. Ja Morant in Memphis and Nikola Jokic. People say, he's just a big Serbian guy. He doesn't care about all. No, trust me. The way they do business in the NBA, this goes back to like the late 80s, early 90s. They've always operated that way. If you're a superstar player, you get final say. They're not going to annoy the star player. LeBron's gotten rid of a bunch of coaches because he didn't like them. The only one he couldn't get rid of is Eric Spoelstra in Miami, so he left blaming chocolate chip cookies. So that's just how it goes. But yeah, the Nuggets are a mess. And then they hire, to make me feel like a dinosaur, guys, Rick Adelman's son is now the coach of the Nuggets, who I interviewed a million times. He coached in the NBA for like 20 years in my younger days, and now his kid, who looks like a... Doesn't give you the confidence of leadership, Rick Adelman's kid. Kind of a beta vibe, if you will, there.
Yeah, I want to move on to something that is pretty significant today. I don't know how much of your ear, too. I feel like, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I feel like you have more fun making fun of the Masters than maybe enjoying it. Maybe I'm wrong. Is there anything that you're interested in? Is there anything that you're just like, yeah, I'll wait till Sunday? Or what about the Masters in 2025 has Ben Maller interested or not interested?
Yeah, so I consume the first. I don't really pay much attention to the first couple of rounds of the match. I'll have it on. I'll be watching a baseball game and I'll flip over. That's kind of my because I've learned over the years. I've been burned too many times, Dusty, by getting all worked up because somebody has the lead over, you know, the first day of the Masters, and then I'm like, it's irrelevant. You start really paying attention on Saturday, and then I do always look for the choke on Sunday. I look for the last day where the guy falls apart. I admit it. It's good talk radio, and I got a show to do, so I want someone just to completely choke on the back nine at Augusta. The other thing is, and I think it was, I forget who, I read it somewhere, one of the big golf announcers was like, hey, they should add a shot clock to golf. And that's actually a great idea. Like, they do it in baseball, and I read that they actually technically have a loose, you have like 40 seconds. You're supposed to take your shot within 40 seconds on the PGA Tour, but they don't enforce it. Kind of like baseball. Baseball had rules where you're supposed to stay in the batter's box and you're supposed to pitch in a certain amount of time, but they never enforced it until they put the clock in. How much of a better experience? Now, it's a TV show. I realize when I'm out golf, I don't golf very often, but when I'm golfing with my buddies, I don't need a clock. But if I'm watching a TV show, it makes it much more enjoyable. And I'd also like to see Dusty heckling.
I love that idea. I mean, because you're right, Ben. I mean, sports is a TV show. And a lot of times we forget that it is a TV show before it's really anything else. And to package that thing nicely, it's why the NFL has got that thing down to 3 hours, right? I mean, they know how to package that. Golf, going to a golf shot clock, I think it would be great. It would make the old heads mad. But I think it would maybe rejuvenate the sport a little bit.
Yeah, people would be up in arms. It's now, but people were up in arms in baseball. Even I was like, we don't need a clock in baseball. But it you don't even really notice it. You know, maybe a couple times a game, there's a pitch clock violation, and so somebody gets a ball or a strike added to the count. But it's not like it's every. You really, it doesn't stand out. And like anything, you'd get used to it. Like if you did it in golf, eventually you'd get used to it. Like these, it's going to take it takes 4.5 or 5 hours to play a round of golf on the PGA in these events. It's like, if you could trim that down by an hour, even just an hour, that would be a lot better.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Tiger League or the simulated league, they did the shot clock. It kind of made it interesting. But again, this is one of those tournaments that, like, I didn't know if there was like another sporting event where, like, it's okay to have like the, what we call the Walter Pennington sort of vibe, where you have your pinky out, you're drinking your Chardonnay, you've got your fresh khakis on. Is there another event? Maybe I consider the Kentucky Derby in the same playing field as the Masters, where it's okay to be somebody you're not. But outside of those two, I really, you know, maybe Wimbledon, but maybe your help is needed here about a sport where it's like okay to have like the caviar in your lip instead of the Zen, or, you know, the upper glass of wine. And I'd look at the Masters, the Kentucky Derby, and Wimbledon, and that's basically it.
Yeah, I mean, I even like the U.S. Open tennis in New York, not quite up to Wimbledon, but I've been in New York when that's been going on. Some of the people that go out to that thing are, you know, it's just a different crowd. It's a different element. There's a lot of there's a lot of acting too. You're right, Dusty. There's a lot of people that maybe don't have that kind of money that are out there and they're playing dress. They're doing cosplay, like they have stuff that they don't really have and all that. But that's just like part of the deal. Like those big horse races and golf tournaments and tennis tournaments. That's like the whole vibe. You really, I guess the Super Bowl a little bit, right? Don't people get all you know, they play like if you go to the Super Bowl, you get baller status, right? Getting in there, that's a big deal. You guys were there, you're ballers.
Huge. Ben, before we let you go, speaking of football, we're 2 weeks from the draft. Does Shedeur Sanders last through the first round? Does he make it out of the first round? Does he get picked in the first round? Because sure seems like now he may get drafted in the 18th round.
So I have gotten to the point, Bob, quickly, where I am at the point now where, much like I just said, golf's a TV show. The NFL draft's a TV show. Doesn't it seem every year they pick one guy out who's free-falling in the draft? Like, isn't this one of the go-to tropes of the draft? This is one of the storylines they use. They recycle this storyline all the time. Shedeur Sanders is supposed to be the guy. He will not fall out of the first round. That being said, I at this point, based on the latest scuttlebutt, which changes by the minute, I do not think he'll be drafted in the top 10. And so there'll be a lot of, where's he going? I don't understand. He's the best player on the board. I can't figure out why no one's picking him. What happened? I love how people are changing. Like, I think Abdul Carter of Penn State is the top player. Now there's, well, he doesn't work hard in practice. Like, where were these stories up until like a day ago? Like, it's like, it just comes out of nowhere. Like, come on. Nothing's changing. These guys aren't doing anything right now other than meeting with teams. It's not like they're practicing or they're just working out. That's it.
Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the Masters, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, where we will be 2 weeks from tonight for that first round of the NFL draft. You can come out and have the Ben Maller chicken tenders and the big Bavarian pretzel name for yours truly, $9.65. Put it on the Maloney tab, and everything will be taken care of.
Mm. What's more surprising, that we are 2 months out from the Super Bowl, or that we're 2 weeks from the draft?
I think 2 weeks from the draft.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's already in the middle of April right now. We're already into the double digits of April.
Yeah.
And the year is just flying by. Remember when it was Halloween, Mac, and I told you we were going to be here before you know it? Now here we are 6 months later, right? Yeah, I think it's crazy that we're 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, and then we'll probably, 2 weeks away from the schedule release, and then OTAs are going to get started. Before you know it, Binkley's going to be in St. Joe getting his golf cart stolen by Neil Jones.
Ugh. You know, that guy loves breakfast burritos from McDonald's. I watched that guy go to town on two burritos in like 4 seconds. I was like, damn, Augusta, save some room for later.
Those are good breakfast burritos.
They are. They're fantastic.
I mean, he was eating them like chestnuts eating a glizzy.
I mean, speaking of that, did you see the two people sharing the hot dog at the baseball game
last
night?
Would you ever with your fiance at a game go mouth to mouth on a glizzy?
No. That looked like ridiculous. Like Lady and the Tramp style.
Yeah,
like
that was side by side.
Yeah, like, okay, that's a cartoon and dogs versus humans. Exactly. And, you know, real. It was kind of embarrassing, I thought. You know, I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell is this? This is terrible. Somebody's going to choke.
Honey, you take one end of the wiener, and I'll take the other end, and we'll just meet in the middle. No.
Who do you think suggested that, her or him?
Judging by what I saw, definitely him.
Yeah. It seemed like it was a him.
Yeah, and she went along with it. What date number was that, do you think?
I think they were probably married.
You think so?
I don't think you cannot be married and go mouth to mouth on a hot dog.
Yeah. Or they're in the honeymoon stage. They're like, yeah, whatever, cool.
One word to describe Lady and the Tramp and a hot dog.
Awful.
Cringe.
Down.
Men's wieners.
Yeah, down.
down.
Because, I mean, you're all in at that point. Because if you ever did something like, hey, honey, I'm going to go golf today. Seriously, again? Hey.
Hey,
remember that time we were on the Jumbotron splitting the hot dog?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Immunity, babe.
Yeah.
All right, Mac, take it away.
All right, let's start. Well, what do you guys want to start with? You want to start with basketball? You want to start with the
Masters? I said, Mac, take it away.
One word on the Masters today.
First round.
Glory.
Hole. Yeah, I'm excited.
Tiger.
What
TT?
Well, I'm telling you, man, you got to get out of this Tiger phase.
We were kind of talking about it in the break, though. Like, they showed some other guy with a mullet up there, and I'm like, God, golf just tries. Any young player that wins something, we're trying to make the next face of golf. Golf has got to stop trying. They got a case of the try too hards right now.
Yeah, but no, it's glorious. It's glorious everywhere. Blue, you're glorious.
All right, one word on Luka's performance. 46.
He's seen Old School.
Not seen Old School.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Depressing. That's my one word.
Yeah. Luka's performance last night, I think he had 46.
Predictable.
Against Dallas, by the way, if you're just listening. Yeah, he came back to Dallas for the first time.
I would say monumental. Surprising. Like, I was texting you guys last night. The crowd was cheering when Luka came back in the game, and then every bucket they were cheering. It reminded me when Lorenzo Cain came back with the Milwaukee Brewers, hit a home run to right field, and everybody's on their feet standing and cheering.
Course, I'm like, yeah.
You know, now it's a different story. Cain was, you know, obviously towards the end, and they, you know, were going to re-sign him. But, like, I mean, spiteful, awesome, great, revenge, everything, 46 points
last
night.
It was great. It was such great human emotion. The whole thing was awesome. Too bad they had to play a game. But, I mean, like, all of that was great. The stuff before the game, you know, because everybody can relate to that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one word on Anthony Davis kind of snubbing LeBron at the beginning of the game.
I snubbed her.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
F you.
Tell him again, George.
I snubbed her.
Or Kramer.
I snubbed her.
I mean, the video is so good. He goes out there and doesn't even look at LeBron.
Doesn't look at him. Now later they were laughing, they were being
at
cordial.
The end of the game they did not do anything though. No. He was with everybody else but LeBron.
One word to describe that court last night.
Awful.
Buddy, I snubbed her.
Buddy hated it. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Did anybody else, and this is maybe it's just me, did anybody else have a problem with the announcers being too low and everything else being way
yes.
too okay, good.
No, the mix was rough.
Because I
last
called my
night.
Wife, I'm like, the sound bar's messed up. You need to get home and fix this. And she's like, you say this all the time. It's busted. Fix the sound bar.
Come on. You don't know how to fix the sound bar?
You know these people that I live with.
He's just sitting. Yeah,
they
just
touch stuff, okay? And I don't know what's been touched and what hasn't been touched. Don't touch the thermostat. Don't touch the sound bar.
I can just picture Bob sitting there annoyed on the couch with a picture that was sent to Jen. Can you come home and fix this? Yes, and she comes home like, hey, how's it going? That's not working.
That's exactly how it took place. Yeah. Busted. She goes, I'll be home in a minute. I go, it's busted. You busted it.
She says, I'll be home in a minute. He says, it's been 60 seconds.
Yeah. Where are you?
I snubbed her.
Give us some more.
One word on these two Jayhawks possibly being Chiefs. Jordan Schultz says two Kansas Jayhawks to keep an eye out on the draft. Quinton Skinner and then running back Devin Neal. Skinner, 6'5", 195 pounds.
Yeah.
He averaged 22 yards a catch. And then Devin Neal, we know about
him. I like the Devin Neal pick for the Chiefs. I think that's a good fit for them. That would be great.
Okay, great, Devin Neal.
Local, cool, but is Devin Neal, is he just basically kind of like the same type of runner as Pacheco and Kareem? Or
no,
is he more,
no, he's
he
more,
can get out there?
Yeah, he's more out there.
Can he block? Can he block pass rushers?
I don't know.
Because that's your key to succeeding in the Kansas City offense.
It is. Yeah, if he can't block, then he's no good.
And he's not in the Big Ten, so that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Quentin Skinner, I don't know much about this wide receiver.
Well, his dad was the principal for the Simpsons.
He was, yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
6'5". I mean, that's
I like the six foot five. That's intriguing. Yeah, because we never had that guy before. No. We're always looking for that guy, like the elusive power hitting outfielder.
Well, no, it'd be cool.
They're going to take Luther Burden anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they get Luther Burden fine. You don't need Principal Skinner.
And then, real quick before we get out of here, one word on Tyreek Hill yesterday.
Loser.
Yep.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Horrible.
Just terrible. If you guys missed it, his mother-in-law had to call the cops, said that he grabbed her by the hair and started like getting aggressive with her, then threw a laptop in
grabbed
her direction.
Grabbed the kid and went towards the balcony.
Yeah, I believe it happened Monday. It was reported yesterday, but the call to the police was on Monday.
And his quotes were, I'm the father, I can do what I want with my kid just like my wife can. Jeez. And stuff like that. Like, that guy's a piece, man.
Yeah.
There's a special place in hell for that.
There really is.
Good riddance.
Yeah. See you later, man. I told you guys that I was about this guy from day one, and I got death threats about it.
Coming up on the other side, it may be too early for you, but it's not for us. It's cocktails and pimento cheese as we dive into Masters Week on Smasher Pass on the other side. Plus, don't forget, you have a chance at winning some steaks and some Wagyu from Casey's Best Steaks, now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. That is Booth Creek Wagyu. When you hear the cow sounder that we'll play on the other side, listen for it. We'll play it. You hear that sounder, you call Mac, 913-586-7965, and tell him how nice of a guy he is. Please, because he's a great guy. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Smash.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Where'd the skater boy go?
He said, see you later, boy.
He said, see you later, boy.
That's exactly
right. Fine. Whatever you want to do. Go for it, Dusty. No, he's got a nasty-looking cheese sandwich sitting over
exactly
there.
Right. He's getting together our items for Smasher Pass.
Yeah, because today we're doing all sorts of Masters cuisine here on the show for Smasher Pass. And I think for the most part, I'm looking at that pimento cheese sandwich. I'm already passing on that one. I'm interested in the peach ice cream if he brought that in.
I hope he brought that.
Whatever else we're going to enjoy here from a Masters standpoint. So we've got that going for us. We'll do Smasher Pass coming up here in a couple of minutes on a 96.5 The Fan. And so go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and we got a text from 913 saying, Dusty, I need your Masters pick to win top 10. I need all this stuff. We're doing that in 10 minutes. We're going to do all of our Masters predictions. Dusty's going to give you his bets and lay out what he thinks the weekend's going to look like.
Right. And I think if you bet on Tiger Woods, if you bet on Jack Nicklaus, mm-hmm. and if you bet on Fred Couples, you'll have an opportunity to win some cash.
Exactly.
When it comes to the Masters. So he's mixing cocktails right now. He's got vodka and grape juice. Ooh. I mean that if that doesn't scream, you know, a Southern Belle cocktail, I'm not sure what does.
I do declare.
Ooh, a little ginger ale being placed on top. Yeah, I'm sure you probably are. I don't know. Like, every time I drink ginger ale, it just reminds me of being sick as a kid because that was our elixir back in the day. You know, you had like
Sprite or saltines.
Ginger ale and all that kind of stuff or soup or whatnot. So that's kind of where we are. Dusty should have done this a long time ago so we could have had this stuff ready. I mean, like, we had a whole Ben Maller interview where all this could have been done, but, you know, whatever the case may be, we'll get to that. But so that is going to be coming up on Smash or Pass a little bit later on. You were talking earlier, and I know you like to get into the geek stuff with the NBA about what's going on, but I think what we saw last night in this basketball thing, and not to talk about the game because nobody cares about that, but I mean the Maverick fan base, I think if you're a member of that Maverick fan base right now, it's one of the few in sports where you get the opportunity to resolve your fandom and nobody's going to, you know, say anything about it. You have an opportunity now to kind of pick a new team and a new opportunity to move forward because of what they've done to you by getting rid of that best player. And, you know, I saw people are canceling their season tickets. They're offering refunds. They're booing last night. They want that guy fired. I don't remember seeing a sports team and a franchise have this much discontent from a fan base like we're seeing out of the Dallas Maverick fan base. And I'm fine with it. I think it's all deserved. I think this is something that fans are able to say, you know what, we're not paying for this. We're not going to be a supporter of this right now because you're new owners. We don't trust you, first and foremost. Second of all, you traded our best player, got nothing back in return for it. And C, we're not paying for this product. This isn't what we signed up for. They're losing sponsors. They're losing ticket holders. Mm-hmm. They're losing interest. They're losing everything down there. And you can truly see, and this should be a lesson to every other sports franchise out there, if you're going to get rid of one of these great players and you're going to move on from a fan favorite, you better backfill and you better do it the right way because sports today has more competition than ever before. We're seeing a situation in sports right now where not only are you competing with other sports, but you're competing with so many other entertainment channels. And if you're not giving me what I want, and just because you're rolling the ball out there doesn't mean I'm going to be in and I'm going to watch your product. If you're not giving me what I want as a fan, I'm just going to move on. And I think for sports right now, I don't want to call it dire straits, but they're in a time right now where they have to go above and beyond in order to capture the fan. We were talking about it at my kid's soccer game yesterday about how kids just aren't really watching the games anymore. And I said, oh, that's been a case since 2014. People aren't watching the games. They're just watching highlights.
Social media changed a lot of that.
Yeah, it did. No, we now live in a world where it is a 30-second clip. And so you better captivate the fans. You better find a way to convince me, the paying customer, to be somebody that's going to continue to be a paying customer when I've got all these other entertainment options that are currently available out there right now. And so I think the Dallas Mavericks are a really good case study for every other franchise in sports to take a look at and say, if we do this, what is going to be the downfall? And the downfall with the Dallas Mavericks has been bigger than anybody ever expected. I've never seen sponsors, fans, all of this stuff go away from a franchise after trading a player, and that's what happened in Dallas. So buyer beware out there. If you're running a franchise in sports and you decide to have a fire sale and trade all your players, this is what's potentially going to happen to you. So, you know, sign your players, man.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Oh, yes!
That's right. 913-586-7965. You be the sixth caller to weigh in on Mac's kind personality. You have a chance to win Booth Creek Wagyu. KC's best steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Guys, it is Smash or Pass time here on Fesco and Dusty. Gonna be tough for me first. It is Masters theme, so we'll get the camera here. Bob's the smart one in the room. He's elected to go against this. This is the pimento cheese sandwich.
It just looks awful. Yeah.
Take a look at that beautiful cross section.
I mean, where'd you find that bun? Like,
this is a Hy-Vee hamburger bun, buddy. And a little wear and tear.
Yeah.
Did buffalo chicken sandwiches last night. So,
oh, okay, great.
They took a little bit of a back seat this morning, no pun intended. But let's go in for that bite.
Oh, I'm ready.
Ugh. Spit it out, Dusty. It's okay.
No chance, brother.
Really, no chance.
No chance, brother.
I'm just imagining the texture of a bun and cat bread. Vomit. Yeah, like just no. Smash.
No chance, man.
Yeah.
Big time smash.
Really? So you're enjoying that over there?
I love it.
You want the rest of mine?
No,
it's in there with Binks Chew.
I was gonna say it's in there with Binks Dip.
Yeah, I'm good now.
The hell wants that?
Oh.
I don't know what this drink is, but oh my god!
Have you tried it already?
Yeah.
Oh, so Smasher Pass Masters Edition. This is in a Masters Cup from 2004.
2004. Wow.
I'm sorry, 2024.
Oh, okay.
That pimento cheese has me in a different direction.
So you're saving cups longer than my wife is. My god.
Erection to erection. This is a transfusion. For those of you that want to know how to make it. 2 ounces of vodka or tequila, whoever you want to go with. 1 ounce of grape juice, 1 ounce of, ginger ale, and then a squeeze of lime juice.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Fellas, I cheers to you.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Cheers.
Yeah, really good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, daddy.
I mean, that's a dangerous drink.
Absolutely.
And now you know why it's popular on a golf course, because if it's 90 degrees outside, you make the turn, you're like, I need something that's refreshing and cool and nice.
Yeah.
Transfusion, baby.
I was anti-ginger ale just because, again, and I'm like, but you don't really taste the ginger ale.
No, this is like communion on the golf course.
Yeah. You really only taste the grape juice in this thing.
This is awesome.
That's the dangerous part.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, you see the vodka over there. Like, it's, you know.
10 of those later. I mean, my God.
So you're smashing on the cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
First time you ever tried a transfusion?
Yeah, that's great.
Do they have these at the Masters?
They probably do. I mean, I know they have other stuff as well.
That's Smash City. Yeah.
It is purple grape juice. You can check it out on the YouTube page, 96.5
The Fan. Glad I don't puke, because I know what that would look like. You ever have purple passion and then throw up, Jen?
I hit close.
I just want to win, Jim.
So this is your first transfusion, and you're enjoying, huh?
Love that.
Smash? Yeah, it's really good, yeah.
Could see, like outside in the heat.
Well, Bob's getting the stuff together in the pad. You think tomorrow he might be like, hey, can you send me that recipe again? Oh, man.
That is good, yeah.
Nectar of the gods. I really promise you I don't have a problem. We're just doing this for the bit. I'll have three more today. I'm kidding. But, transfusions, pimento really cheese good. Sandwiches. That pimento cheese sandwich was disgusting.
I made the mistake this week of buying honey flavored like daytime cough medicine.
Ooh, can't do that.
Oh my god!
Ooh, tastes I don't like know. Robitussin.
No, it doesn't.
It's so spicy.
It tastes like ass. Like
how
I don't
do
even
know what that tastes like.
Well, it's just don't ever buy it. No wonder it was on sale.
Uh huh. Yeah. Just stick to the honey and the tea and the bourbon, and that'll get you through the day. But yeah, transfusions, baby, they are a delightful cocktail.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
They are fantastic. And that's the only time I would ever drink grape juice is in a transfusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when do you ever think about grape juice, right? You don't. It's not something you
go off. Since I was like 10.
Make popsicles with it, pour it in the ice thing. I saw this thing on Food Network the other day. Like, if you're making cocktails, you make your ice out of whatever drink you're having, right?
Oh, okay.
So, they were making an iced tea cocktail, so they made the ice cubes out of iced tea or lemonade.
That's
they
cool.
made them out of lemonade. I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. So when it melts, you get that drink and you're not that's getting nice. The water. The problem is, how far in advance do you need to plan? Tonight, I'm going to have an iced tea. Well, let me freeze some iced tea before I go to work.
Yeah, it's not making my morning routine. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I Google this real quick, because somebody in the text line says, please Google search how to pronounce Wagyu.
Booth Creek Wagyu.
Wagyu.
That's what Smasher Pass is brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks now with 2 locations, 95th and...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. out. Procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On 135th and Metcalf, you know the drill. We see the lines. If you get picked up and you're caller number five, tell Mac that he's a great person. And coming up on the other side, we will get into more sports. Yes, we'll talk about those Royals that somebody on the text line is wanting to know, because they just brought up a question. If you're here, buddy, I can't help you. I really can't.
Oh, I can't wait for this one. Isn't that good?
I'm going to give it to you on the air.
Yeah, please do, because the camera can see my facial expression.
I mean, it's insane. Coming up, we'll get to more Masters talks, plus predictions and Royals talk for you here at 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.